Today on Tech Daily, we are talking recycling technology waste. And on the line, I have Carmel Dollison, the CEO of Tech Collect. Hi, Carmel.
Hi.
This area is of great concern to everyone because there is so much technology waste. Just how much of an issue is it?
Well, technology waste actually falls under a government program called the National Television and Computer Recycling Scheme. So a big part of that waste, TVs, computers, printers and all of the accessories, is covered by that scheme, and it has been recycling increasing volumes since its inception in 2012. So last year, for instance, we recycled around 55,000 tonne of the waste, and you know that's a great outcome because that means it was diverted from landfill and the resources from those products have been recovered and are able to be reused in the manufacture of new products.
So I guess you're doing really well in terms of getting the word out there about recycling that sort of technology waste. How much do you think you're missing, though?
It's a great question. There's always room to improve with communication, so we love the ability to, speak on radio or with schools, any way that we can educate householders and small business that there is a recycling program that's free for them to drop off and have those products recycled. But there's certainly room for greater communication on how easy it is to recycle and the value of recycling. It means that the resources that those products are made from can be recovered and used in the manufacture of new goods, but more importantly, that we don't have to mine virgin materials in order to make new products.
So I guess the conversation is important to have with end users who are disposing of old technology, but do you have a bit of a conversation with industry as well?
Less so. We are funded by the manufacturers of these products, so the big end of IT land, computers and printers and tablets and televisions. So they are the ones that are funding the program, which is how we get it to be free for the community. We have some communication with retailers. So retailers obviously sell these products and they are very important to the communication about the end-of-life recycling programs. We are getting increasing interest from business. So businesses, small and large, are contacting us to say, hey, we too have got some e-waste and we want to ensure that it's responsibly recycled. And we're, really delighted that business is taking up that challenge. So Tech Collect every year runs a Waste Not Want Not Day, which is held on the 8th of December, and we're finding increasing traction in and around that program. So, yeah, certainly the big end of town is also, keen to recycle and make sure that their products are responsibly managed.
Carmel, can I throw a few different item suggestions at you and you let me know how I can recycle them?
Certainly.
Okay, let's start with an easy one, a computer.
So a computer is very easy. You jump on the techcollect.com.au website, find your nearest drop-off point, drop it in, it's a free service, and we will ensure that it's recycled. If there isn't a Tech Collect site within a reasonable distance of your home, jump on to recyclingnearyou.com.au and all of the opportunities right around Australia will be listed, and you should be able to find a location close by where you can drop the product off for recycling.
Okay, so I guess a computer box is a fairly obvious one. You think, well, that's the computer. What about some of the things that go with the computer? Say, I've got a big drawer full of old computer cables, USB cables, speaker cables, say, old computer mice, keyboards. What about things like those?
Yep, they are all totally recyclable. In fact, pretty much anything that's made from metal, plastics, and steel or glass can be recycled. So all of that is covered under the National Television and Computer Recycling Scheme, and you can drop it off again at any Tech Collect site, and we will ensure that that is recycled. So no need for that to go anywhere else other than to a recycling depot. Certainly not something you should pop in your regular bin. If it goes in your regular bin, it will end up in landfill.
Okay, what about thinking some smaller items, perhaps things that don't work, like an old mobile phone or a desk calculator? What about those sorts of things?
Okay, so there's a great program for mobiles called Mobile Muster. You can drop off at any Australia Post store. You'll probably get a satchel when you buy a new mobile. Most of the mobile retailers will take back the old mobiles as well. So mobiles are very, very easy to recycle. And as I say, you can post them back. Things like calculators, there's not currently a specific program funded by the manufacturers for them. However, most councils will take them, and they are certainly recyclable and should be able to be recycled through the council programs.
Okay. What about televisions? I guess obviously that falls under the program that that you work under. What's wrong with the just throwing my TV in landfill?
Okay. You certainly wouldn't want to throw your TV in landfill. For a start, you know, landfill is a valuable resource that we really don't want to use unless we absolutely have to. It is entirely recyclable, so it's a free scheme, so it's easy to drop off that television and have it responsibly recycled. TVs, you know, you think, oh, well, it's only one, but, you know, we buy about, you know, 2 to 3 million televisions a year in Australia. So if everybody's throwing away a television, you can imagine how many that would mean would be going to landfill. So we certainly want to ensure they never end up in landfill and they always go through the recycling path so that the materials they're made from can be recovered. So again, you know, check out the techcollect.com.au or the recyclingnearyou.com.au. Find your location and drop them off.
So that would be the best course of action. If I've got some things I'm going to throw out, maybe some of them, I'm not sure, you know, they're borderline things. Like I said, I even question things like cables. Is that part of a computer? Yes, obviously they are now. I know that. Is the Tech Collect website the best resource? Should I talk to council as well? What's your best tip?
Anything you've got in your home, so if you're looking at it and you think, oh, well, that's made of, you know, plastic and metal and glass, so I wonder if it's recyclable. The best place to go is Recycling Near You, so all one word, .com.au, and that will tell you pretty much where you can recycle anything, be it kitchen oil or, you know, anything, pretty well, tyres, paint, the whole work. So that is a great resource site and it will connect you with your nearest drop-off point. By all means, if you're going to drop something off and you want to know if your local council, if it's not on that Recycling Near You website, by all means contact your local council. They are, you know, the party responsible for waste in your community and they will be able to guide you on what best to do and how to deal with the particular products.
And is the Tech Collect, that initiative is going to be around for the long term, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, we're well funded by industry and, you know, we're here for the long term and we're keen to see more products come under product stewardship. So we'd like to see all small household appliances covered by scheme so that there isn't this question of, oh gee, will you take that but you won't take this. And that's the way we see it, as being one, simple for people, they understand exactly what it is, and it will allow us to offer a better service and a more efficient collection network and improvements in recycling. So if there's, you know, significant product coming through, then the companies that recycle will invest. They'll have better technologies, which will lead to better recycling outcomes and more jobs in Australia. And that's certainly what we want to encourage.
So you'd like to see perhaps some of those other appliances like, you know, the kettles and toasted sandwich makers and things like that also covered?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, hair dryers, everything. So all the small household appliances, toys and tools, they're all e-waste. So basically, you know, things in the house or the home that require a plug-in source of power or a battery. They should all be recycled. They all have valuable materials in them that can be recovered and, you know, will improve our environmental position and mean that there are some, you know, resources left for future generations in our Earth.
Absolutely. Some really good tips there, Carmel. Always good to have you on Tech Daily. Thanks again for your time.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Andy.